SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. It's your girl Madison Lane here, bringing you another dose of wisdom, wit, and whatever else I can cram into these 15 minutes to help us all navigate this crazy beautiful thing called life. Today, we're diving deep into something super important. Emotional intelligence. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, "Ugh, another self-help buzzword, hear me out." Emotional intelligence isn't just about being touchy-feely or a mind reader, though those skills wouldn't hurt. It's about understanding your own emotions, recognizing how they influence your actions, and mastering the art of navigating the emotional landscape around you. Think about it. Haven't we all been in situations where our feelings hijacked our thinking? You know that feeling when anger takes over and you say something you regret later? Or maybe that time stress made you miss a deadline even though you knew better. Emotional intelligence is all about building the skills to avoid those emotional pitfalls and show up as your best self, no matter what life throws at you. Here are 5 key takeaways to get us started on this journey. First things first, self-awareness is king. This means paying attention to your emotions, identifying them, and understanding their triggers. It's like becoming a detective of your own feelings. What makes you happy? What sets you off? Recognizing these patterns is the foundation for building emotional intelligence. Ever feel overwhelmed in a crowded room? Maybe that's your social energy draining fast, or perhaps a certain type of conversation leaves you feeling drained. Identifying those triggers allows you to choose your environments wisely and manage your energy better. Next up, emotional regulation. Once you know what sets you off, the next step is learning how to manage those emotions effectively. This doesn't mean suppressing your feelings, that's a recipe for disaster. It means finding healthy ways to express them, like talking it out with a trusted friend or engaging in physical activity. Think of it like training your emotional muscles. The more you practice, the stronger they become. Empathy, my friends, is another crucial piece of the puzzle. This means putting yourself in other people's shoes and trying to understand their perspective. It's about actively listening, paying attention to nonverbal cues, and showing genuine compassion. Ever had someone truly listen to you when you were venting? That feeling of being understood can be incredibly powerful. Building empathy not only strengthens your relationships, but also allows you to navigate difficult conversations with grace and understanding. Now, let's talk about communication. This isn't just about speaking clearly, it's about expressing your thoughts and feelings in a way that is both assertive and respectful. Think of it like this. Effective communication is a two-way street. It involves actively listening, asking clarifying questions, and being open to feedback. Finally, motivation. This one is all about setting goals, staying focused, and pushing yourself to achieve your full potential. Emotional intelligence helps you identify what truly motivates you, set realistic expectations, and develop strategies for overcoming obstacles. Remember, we're not just talking about crushing it at work. This applies to every aspect of life, from pursuing your passions to building strong relationships. Now, let me give you a real-world example. Imagine you're stuck in traffic on your way to an important meeting. You feel your stress levels rising, and you start getting frustrated. Instead of letting those negative emotions take over, what if you practice some emotional regulation? Take a few deep breaths, listen to a calming song, or visualize yourself arriving at the meeting feeling calm and collected. By using these techniques, you can transform that stressful situation into an opportunity for growth and self-awareness. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you build your emotional intelligence. Remember, this isn't about becoming a superhuman, it's about becoming the best version of yourself. Start by practicing self-awareness, work on regulating your emotions, cultivate empathy, communicate effectively, and stay motivated. These are skills that will serve you well throughout your life, helping you navigate challenges, build stronger relationships, and achieve your goals. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from these insights. And if you have any thoughts or questions, hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep striving for emotional mastery, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.